The Dark Wizard in the flesh will now reveal I am in step negative one. From the viewpoint of the dark side, in terms only the dark side can understand. Most people believe they know what the light side is. They swear to it. Until I finish telling them it's defined as all light with no darkness. Same definition given in the Bible. But most do not understand the Bible. Nor do they understand the world they live in. So once you decide to be honest with yourself, you have to view things as both light and dark, but cannot go as far as to agree they cannot have no darkness in that reality, because there are always dark things going on in the background. So they conclude that it is not possible to only have light in your reality, since something dark has always taken place somewhere on the planet. So they believe that the light does not exist, since they cannot change the definition of it. So they cannot imagine a reality with only light in it. So I ask them for an example of the light that exists in this reality with darkness. And every country has their own history of reality. But as for me, I grew up in the United States. It's a global corporation owned and operated by the Central Banking System, or CBS, who also provide news and entertainment to its slave population. I was in the military. They called me Sergeant Flesher. I was hired to fight wars for the banking cartel and also mercenaries when the bankers needed to kill the slaves that they do not need anymore. That is the job of this military. The only catch is that they lied to me. They told me I was supposed to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. But for me to be able to do that, I would have to kill all its leaders for treason. Since they allowed the banks to buy the United States of America for a song and dance called the Civil War. So the businessmen that owned Congress and the Senate at the time could become wealthy and have power. And even though the Articles of the Constitution allowed its citizens to overthrow its government when it becomes corrupt, in fact, it demanded it from all its citizens. The powers that be pass laws making that treason. It's a paradox, really. I cannot do my job killing treasoners unless I'm willing to become one. So this whole system is set up as a paradox. There is no reality in the dark side but what you make of it. But then again, I grew up in a family with serious drug problems. My parents were street drug addicts and my grandparents were mainstream drug addicts. Who thought that pharmaceutical drugs and alcohol were God's gift, but only Satan sells street drugs? But in truth, drugs are drugs, and alcohol and pharmaceutical drugs are not God's drugs. God gave you cannabis, magic mushrooms, peyote, opium, poppies, coca, and others. But it was man who created drugs from them, then deceived himself into thinking that those were God's drugs. A drug is anything that God gave you and you dried it out to process it, which makes it a drug. So even sugar and wheat is a drug. So now most of what you eat is drugs. So your reality and mine are colliding. Now that you see that everyone is on drugs. And what is even crazier for the dark side, you think, is that they drink alcohol, but they do not do street drugs, as they think they are better. As if that makes them less of a drug addict, I guess. But they still do drugs. Because alcohol is a man-made drug that is far worse than any of God's drugs. Your own data on this proves that it's a deadly drug that makes people do crazy things. But because it's legal, people think it's somehow better than God's drugs. That is how people justify this thought process and why they are in the dark to begin with. So some view God as the light side, where others view God as the dark side. Where the truth is only in the shades of gray. But some do not believe in God at all. They believe in chaos. But science has proved that chaos does not exist in nature. But since I do not care what you believe, you will find no religion being taught here. So keep in mind who I am talking about when I say God. Because this God has a light side and a dark side. But it's in here that we talk about the dark side. And it starts when people's reality is only dark, with no light in it, that they become to believe that must be the light. With the paradox that it cannot be, since it has darkness in it. Light and dark are the flip side of a coin. The dark can never see the light, nor the light see the dark. So when you are in the dark side, there is no light, only shades of gray. So white is as close as the dark side comes to the light. And once you allow all emotions to fade away, only then it turns from white into the light. But it can also go into the dark side of light. So black fades into the darkness once again. Sometimes when this happens, it causes a deja vu. It's because you open up a path from one side to the other. And now you have to walk over this path with a new view of reality. So you start to measure time as everything that happened before this event and everything that happened after it. Like you died and was reborn. So people think this must be the light side. So you take this drug and that drug so you will feel better again. But in the light, you do not feel pain at all. That was just your darkness. Your reality is viewed as black and white. Very few see the shades of gray in it and the paradox it creates. Since you view black as very dark and evil, and white as very light and good, so you view white as being the light, and black as being the dark. And since you also view dark deeds as bad, and light deeds as good, you assign white to meaning good, and black to being bad. And very few see the gray at all. So you assign good as light and dark as evil. So it's easy to make black people evil and white people good. But this leap in logic causes unrest, because deep down this feeling never goes away. And it does not matter if you are black or white, because let's face it, if you are not black or white, you are just a mutt. You know, that mixed race. And when it comes to your coffee, some like it white and hot, some like it straight and black, and some like it up the ass. A good coffee enema would do you all some good, because you are all just full of shit. So if any of these statements invoke any emotions in you at all, then you are prejudice. And the color of your skin has nothing to do with it. This is the dark side. Emotions are the darkness. Because all I said was a bunch of words. You attach meaning to them, not I. So it's the reality you created with this whole black and white mentality. So again, it's only in the shades of gray can you see this. But this is the dark side, so you call sheeple names. You start fights and wars, so you can rape the dead. But was that rape them dead? It's a tough call with this new openly gay military of yours. Because some like to kill so they can have a thrill with them. But this is the heart of civilization, and your black and white view means that you view war as a necessary evil at best. But most do not view it as evil at all. They see it as a means of thinning out the slave population, while others view it as a way of life, as unavoidable as death and taxes. So you go along with the madness and justify it by saying, there are good soldiers, so there is white. And there are bad soldiers, so there is black. But this is the real deal. You do not see the shades of gray in between when you are in the dark side. So all you are really saying is that you go along with it, because everyone else goes along with it. You follow, but you do not lead. So you play follow the leader, because you forgot who they are, which is the big bad wolf. And since you are a sheep, you do what you are told to do. Think what they want you to think. You are a parrot, not a patriot. You allowed the evil to be the light, so the darkness could shine a little darker, and you defend the darkness to the end. Now is the time I tell myself to take a deep breath and spit out all the darkness inside of me before the next breath. So here it goes. When I was 11, my grandmother, Eula, who was an Irish Arkansas mountain born engineer that worked in the Pentagon in the National Archives. My grandfather was in the Navy and assigned to the Pentagon in 1948. He died in 1964 from radiation poisoning from a nuclear submarine. My grandmother never ceased to amaze me. She died in 2011 at the age of 99. But I remember that day like it was yesterday. It was 1972. She handed me a book my grandfather, who died when I was very young, had written in. It was a brief history of this world based on critical events. It had been passed down from one generation to the next, with one goal of documenting key events that kept changing in history, like the history of the pyramids, religion, witch hunts, wars, and science. Not much talk about politics. As one grandfather wrote, "The Jews are still in power. Till that changes, no reason to mention it." So it was his story. So my grandmother said to me,
"I never gave this book to my sons because I knew they would lose it somehow. But they read it, so I'm entrusting it to you since you are the last in line. Read it and protect it and find a way to tell the people about it."
In other words, no pressure. If I do not find a way to tell this story, no one will. But fate stepped in. My father and stepmother divorced, and during the move, my stepmother threw all my belongings in the trash so she could use the trunk they were stored in. So fate, it seems, is not without irony that the book was lost by a stepmother named Aloha, which means hello, goodbye. I cannot remember what I did last week, but I remember what was in that book. And after telling his story for the last 40 years, I can honestly tell you that no one cares about anything but themselves. So I can only conclude that people do not view this as dark enough deed to think it was bad. Or they just do not believe what I'm telling them, which I do not care what they believe. But to dismiss it altogether means they really do not care. Telling stories like this, even back in my grandfather's time, did not go over very well. People really did not believe or care back then. And the family just goes nuts at the bare mention of it, so I'm sure I will get flack over telling it anyway. It has to be told. And telling it has only gotten worse. You can only say the sky is falling so many times, and it does not, that people view you as crying wolf. Which is what happened to my grandfather when he told friends and family about a plot to start the next war, which involved bombing a wing at the Pentagon and blowing up a building in New York. Nowadays, people listen, but back then, no one thought it would ever happen. As it turned out, it did on 9/11, but not in his lifetime. So his darkness became mine, and now I have to deal with it. This is called a legacy. After my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, running from the Jews that were taking over Germany, he moved to what is now the USA around 1730. His son changed the spelling of the family name in an effort to make it American, changing it from the original Aztecanotic term Fleischer, spelled F-L-E-I-S-C-H-E-R, from flesh, meaning flesh, or meat. Plus the agent suffix E-R, which means more of, to Fleischer, F-L-E-S-H-E-R. So they removed the letters I, C, for a reason, since most Americans do not see I. So it's clear that my family has been in this country long before it was a country. Some served in wars, like my grandfather who served in the Navy and submarines. My great-great-grandfather fought in the Civil War, 1st Regiment, West Virginia Cavalry. And of course they fought for independence, but who cares about that war? Constitution is just words written on paper made from hemp, so they might as well smoke it, since it has no meaning to its citizens. Myself, serving in the military, I took my duty to this country seriously, so when I read about my family's background, it got me thinking about my own. But to understand a history that is only told by those who conquered will require you to look at this reality around us and ask yourself, what is really going on here? Jews, always going on about World War II and how the Nazis killed his ancestors. My grandmother said my grandfather hated them also, so I can see where my father got it from. My father had a way with words. For example, fuck meant one thing, to have sex with the intent to breed. But when you say fucking Jew, well, that phrase can take on a whole new meaning. So to be clear, they were talking about genocide of an entire race by rape or murder of some 70 million German people. I tell people this story and they say, we know that. It's called history. We all know about the war. And I tell them, the war was over. This is what the Jews did on the way out. It was a victory dance after the Nazis won the war. And it was led by the Jew leader, Ike the Kike Eisenhower, as my father put it. Then they left a garrison and built a wall around the camp, then bred out the rest. My grandmother always told me that no one hates a Jew more than a Jew does. A lesson I learned the hard way. Now I will tell you why. To understand what a race means, you must go back to the original race, which is the black race. They called them this because they had black eyes, hair, and skin. This race was in the light. They knew they were spirits or souls. Then came the gray race. They had ash gray colored skin. Gray hair at birth, turning brown and back into gray as they aged. And grayish green eyes, and were also in the light. Then came the white race. They were born with white hair. It turns blonde, then white again in old age. and New Guston, they were also in the mind. They also have white skin, which is now considered to be a deadly birth defect, which is also a similar case with the other races. Although it's much rarer to see one of them being born nowadays. So my guess is that they were bred out years ago, and are normally terminated by a doctor when they were born, which was the whole reason for the doctors in the first place. But each race brought a different strength, and also weakness. But as a society, they lived in harmony and built the pyramids. Then a woman named Eve was seduced by the dark side and bore a son named Cain. So the son of Adam was Abel. He became the gatekeeper of the family secrets, and such God's law was to never cross the race barrier. How that translated into anything to do with apples and the tree of knowledge is beyond me. Other than the tree is a family tree, and the apple being the fruit, and the knowledge being the outcome, which is the loss of paradise. But Eve did not do as God commanded, which was to kill the son. So the son survived. And when he became of age, he got his half-sister pregnant. So Adam expelled Eve and the children from paradise. So Cain left with his mother, half-sister, and child. Then came back in the middle of the night with his mother and kidnapped the other sisters. Then after many generations, Cain's descendants raised an army and raped and murdered Egypt's people and plundered the town and pyramids. Then fled into the desert for another three generations and came back and finished the job with a vengeance of being expelled from paradise. So just as the White Wizard foretold, the destruction of paradise was due to lust and greed, which always happens to mixed races. This was not God's punishment, but humans' failure to maintain the race's balance, allowing a race war to genocide the others. Only the last races left, which have very little resemblance to any race in humans, then it self-destructs on itself, hating the animal that it became. These stories sound very close to the accounts in the Bible, only I condensed it down to one paragraph. So what I'm really saying is that the white, gray, and black races were at peace for millions of years. They had built these pyramids all around the globe. They had aircraft better than the ones we do now, and technology based on trying their energy. In fact, most of the UFOs are just them flying around. The war continues to this day. They live underground and in the oceans. This part of his story always brings up the BS flag. That is when someone stops you and says, "Aliens from outer space? Get real." And I say, "No. Now, these people have always lived here and still do. Now, that is why I called them ancestors." A lot of people know this poor fact and got over it years ago, but some will never believe it. If you saw our ancestors now, it would bear very little resemblance to us. But that is how nationality works. A group of people who have made it for many years start to look like each other. So deeper into the darkness we go. Once the races started to mix, you became a rainbow of colors. And the black and gray race mix of Cain became a warriors without honor race. Since they were injured, they grew an appetite for rape and murder, and had wild sexual cravings for homosexuality, pedophilia, and bestiality. And it should be noted that not all the black and gray race mixes were inbred. So when I mention that they are called the Spottishy, I do not offend anyone. I have met many Spottishies who are in light. In fact, being in light has nothing to do with the color of your skin or genealogy. It's a birthright. Everyone is born into the light. But keep in mind that those who claim to be descendants of Cain, well, they are saying they are the descendants of Satan. Because there is no other word that best describes Cain. But these people do exist to this day. They are in power, so they be the powers that be. The dark side is in charge. The white race and the gray race mix became known as the Ashkenazi. They have three combinations that they can be born into. The white race is born with white hair that turns blonde, then back to white as they age. But they have charcoal gray colored pubic hair and blue eyes. Their skin is known as flesh color, which is a mix of white and gray, and is what I am. The gray race is born with brunette hair and green eyes, and the last breed was red hair with green eyes. There are also variation of eye colors, but they never have brown eyes. But hazel or bluish green eyes are common. They are the smartest race on the planet. And do not take my word for it. Look it up. The master race. The supreme race. Sound familiar? All the other mixes are just Jewish. Not as a religion, but as a race. But I want to be clear on this point. Because what my grandfather was telling me was that my ancestry dates back to the pyramids. And that the Ashkenazi term, Flesh, means taking the white Flesh and the gray Flesh mix, and you get Flesher. In other words, you get all the traits of both races in one. I wish I could say only the good ones, but the light and dark always exist, which brings me to my point. My grandfather knows that he is an Ashkenazi, and he hates Jews. So my grandmother was right. No one hates Jews more than a Jew. So why did my grandfather hate Jews so much? My grandfather said that George Bush and Hefner were treasonous traitors. A very strong word to use, since it means they deserve to be executed. So growing up, I did not think that much about it. I figured everyone knew that by then. Till one day I got into genealogy and found that George Adam Bush and the Hefners married into our family, then inbred into it. Although it did not affect the branch of family I came from, it did pollute the family gene pool. But this is all speculation on my part. But my grandfather was very clear about the descendants of Abraham Lincoln, who was a descendant of Cain. And I did not find a link from George Adam Bush to Lincoln in my family tree. Does not mean it does not exist. But the link between President Lincoln's and President George Bush, Dick Cheney, Barack Obama, Brad Pitt, John Kerry, Princess Diana, Marilyn Monroe, Hugh Hefner, Pocahontas, and even Dracula, who was Vlad the Impaler, not to mention his political ties to George Washington, Ulysses Grant, Teddy and Franklin Roosevelt, Herbert Hoover, Gerald Ford, Lyndon Johnson, Harry S. Truman, Winston Churchill, and many, many more, including European royalty, have all been confirmed. But still, it looks like I have more George Bushes in my family tree than he does. So it's a toss-up to who he was referring to. But he is very clear why he hates Jews. But keep in mind that he does not hate all Jews. Just the ones who did the bidding of the dark side. And one word can sum up the whole story without having to go into any details. My grandfather said that the Ashkenazi have bred with the descendants of Cain. And as a result of inbreeding, the Nazi came to be in power. Amazing how one word can change the context of what you are saying so fast. But this is the dark side I'm talking about. Which is why, like my father before me, I hate Jews. So I hate me. Since I'm an Ashkenazic Jew, and no one hates Jews more than we do. So deeper into the darkness we go, looking for the dark side in all of us. And what do we find? You define yourself as being in the light. Very few people actually really believe they are in the dark, or are dark, or do dark deeds. Even Hitler and Moses claim to be enlightened. So it's clear that they did not believe that mass genocide is a dark deed. So if the criteria for being in the light changes from one person to the next, how do you measure the light in the dark? When some people view dark deeds differently, from the viewpoint of both Hitler or Moses, only history can judge their dark deeds. But that history was written by those that hated or worshipped them, so it's biased. So if I was to view these deeds with an unbiased viewpoint, I would have to first remove the emotions from it. Then only look at the net effect of those dark deeds, which in both cases was mass genocide and destruction. Not to mention the rape, murder, and pillaging, where each crime has a different emotion attached to it. So you need to look at other aspects of the crimes instead of its emotional impact. So you must first define what a dark deed is, which is doing something you know is wrong, like rape, murder, and pillaging. The deeds themselves are viewed by some as not dark, even as light. Or maybe they were dark when Hitler did it, but not Moses. But then it depends on which one you hate and which one you worship. For example, some victims of rape by a family member view it as love. So rape is just foreplay to them. They view it as life. And to a soldier, murder is part of war. And it's fun to kill the enemy. So you make a video game so you can get good at the art of murder. And think, this is the life. And pillaging is just something you do because you view the world as owing you something. So after a riot, one of Mother Nature's fits, or you have no money, you pillage and think it's fun and in the light. So clearly these acts are not dark deeds to you. In fact, they are just entertainment. So what was the real crime? Well, in the light, it's the truth. For the level of deception they went through marks how dark a deed is. So this is one way to view the dark deed. First, identify who is in charge of the dark side. The best way to do that is logically looking at who owns everything. Jews wrote all the Bibles for all the religions. They wrote all the history books and school books for all the nations. The Jews own all the banks, and the banks own everything in the world. So learn who Jews are from A to Z. Now, if you take the ash out of Ashkenazi, you see a very familiar word. Called Nazi. If you cannot see I, we only see you. Now this is the ash from the burnt offering, so it's the holy cost. Which is another way of saying holy hoax. So the words start to make sense now. It's a play on words. Like, leave I. The Jews are so clever. And no one hates Jews more than the Jews do. So it's no wonder all the Aryans are Jews. Since Aryans are people who crossed over the Caucasus Mountains and are known as Caucasian. This makes them the Jewish race, not the white race. But do not let a little history lesson spoil your fun. For most people cannot tell them apart, so they believe it was the white race that had slaves. Even though history in the Bible tells you it was always the Jews, just because it says to do this in their Bible, along with kill the Gentile, Goyim, or infidel. No, that would be way too obvious. And you are only looking for deception here. Not what you already know about them. So it's not a problem for them to do crimes in the dark side. So they tattoo their bank account numbers onto their arms and check into their own war prison camps so they would be safe from their enemy, who was them. You are your own worst enemy. Then get their enemy to do their bidding and fight the war for them. This is the first rule of engagement. And make the whole world believe that it was the Jews that were being persecuted, and it was them all along. and they got you to pay for it by being their slaves. But they pulled this victory flaw on Egypt, so you cannot expect them to change what worked so well for them. All they did was move to the location that they have fought over for the last 2,000 years. I just love it when a plan comes together. How about you? So let's not forget, I am a Jew just like you. Only I'm the dog, so I'm just a mutt. But this looks dark. So not all Jews will see this the same way. But the white, gray, and black races, known as the pureblood races, were bred out of existence years ago. So all that is left are Jews. So who are Jews going to blame now? How do we define the light in terms of the darkness in it? It's only until you agree that there is no light in any of you. And I move on with this story. Because it's not till then that you realize that you would have to let go of all your darkness. And that is what is evil. So it's a paradox. Once you see the darkness, you cannot see the light. So round and round we go. This happens when you wake up to the true history of this planet and you find out that the bad guys are in charge. And you remember in history that the conquered is what you are. What? You thought you were the good guys. Give me a break. Okay, you are nothing but sheep. You are too disgusted with their own history to own up to it. But then again, you are too disgusted with Jesus Barabbas's to own up to his. So you made him into Christ and yourselves into the enlightened ones. And wonder why you could not see the light. Because you think that that was in the past. But it's still happening this day. And it's not till you own up to being on the same side as Hitler, his buddy, his co-conspirator, his ally, and his alibi, that his story will even start to make much sense. Because the bankers are the Jews, so who do you think is in charge here? But it does not have to be that hard. The universe is a simple place and is always in balance. So in the shades of gray, you learn to see the light as reality with no darkness in it. So you ask yourself, what is the darkness? And the answer is in the emotions. Oh, you say? Because it was the emotions that made you see everything in black and white and not in shades of gray. And it's the emotions that allowed you to do dark deeds for the dark side and pretend that it is not what is really going on. So deeper into emotions you go. Deeper into the oh shit reality you created until you realize that is your dark side. It's easy to see the darkness in others. And those that are in the darkness feel like it's their right to be in the dark. They do dark things in the name of God, even if they are atheist or agnostic or some other religion. They justify it as being human, because it's only human to have emotions and the depth that they go to just to justify it. and even make the victims of dark deeds do darker things for revenge. Years ago, during my first marriage, my wife told me that she was molested by her father and grandfather. And while being stationed in Korea with the Black Knights, Special Operations Squadron, as a helicopter crew chief, I found out that one of my daughters was talking about suicide. I knew right away she was molested by the same man. My wife told me that she took care of it, that her father is now in treatment for this. What I found out when I got back was that if she went to treatment, they would have to report it, and he would be in trouble. Now that was an odd thing to say. What do you think would happen if he raped someone? And this demon popped out of her mouth, and she said to me,
"He didn't deserve love for us. It's the only way he knows how to show it. And she deserves it."
But I doubt she will ever view her statement as evil, as the darkest deed you could ever do to someone you love. And when I pointed this out to her, she told me that I was two-faced. She said,
"Your father molested your stepsister, and you molested me. And that is fine, but when someone else loves me, it's love."
The dark side does this to you. It distorts the way you view events, till it twists you around so many times that you do not know what is right and what is wrong. So we divorced for this reason alone. Let's call it irreconcilable differences, because I did not believe that my children deserved to be molested by this pedophile. And no matter how much she tried to justify it, it was not love. And I need to protect my children from this behavior. But the court system of just us did not see it that way. What I found out was that darkness lurked in her much deeper than that. And during the divorce, the Just Us system agreed that she has the right to have her children take pornographic pictures of her so she could post them to people on the internet. So the darkness runs so deep in this country that the judges not only condone it, but they reward it. The courts refuse to even report the child molesting to the proper authorities, which in itself is a crime. So there is no light in the darkness, and no just us, only just us, the dark side. And do not ever try to justify a court system like this. It's run by Satan himself, the Black Wizard. I view this whole world of humans that way, because you see it everywhere, every day, in all of you. You have tombstones in your eyes, which is why you do not see the darkness in yourself. Now it comes down to who am I? I told you my name is Step Zero, and by Step One you knew who I am. But now what I'm asking you is, am I am? Because if I am, then I am, and who I am is the same. But the truth is much simpler than that. I am the light. Am I the dark? A valid question and point made. But did I answer the question? In the end, Jesus said to his disciples, "You will deny me three times." And to this day, they still deny who he was. Because his name in the Bible is Jesus Barabbas. But it was much more fun to make Christ out of him, but not who he really was. Well, this was not a statistic. And those engraven images he asked you not to make show you really did not listen to what he was talking about. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So I ask you once more, who am I? The spirit that is willing, or the flesh that is weak? Once you deny who I am, then I am the dark side. Words. They are the wizard's best line of logic. They have the power to enslave you or set you free. The thing about wizards is that they tell you things. But do you really listen to what I had to say? And if you think for a second that Jesus was not a wizard, then you did not listen to anything he said. Nor did you pay any attention to anything he did. Because only a wizard could have pulled this off. But that much is obvious, since you would have figured out he did not like the churches very much. And all he really did talk about was ascending to heaven and resurrection. And Jesus was a big man with a temper. He threw stone tables around like they were made of wood, so he was not meek. In fact, you would know he was a rebel who was taking on the established if you only knew his full name. Because Jesus Barabbas was a warrior fighting for the people's rights to believe whatever they wanted to. But Jesus himself only talked about the lie. It's no wonder they wrote his story the way they did. Two people can read it. One would understand that there was only one man on trial, Jesus Barabbas. The rest of it was just there to create Christ, which is the perfect man, no flaws, never did anything wrong in his whole life. Which is what the story is about. The length people go to deny him in the flesh. Then deny him in spirit. Because on one hand you have Jesus Christ, Son of God, never did anything wrong, yet he stands before the Roman Empire to be murdered for the Jews, for claiming to be the Son of God. And on the other hand, you have Jesus Barabbas, a rebel warrior who has been a pain in Rome's side for far too long. Then you have history, which has no record of any Jesus of Nazareth. But the Aztecan Nazis seem to know a lot about him. But then you remember who the Nazis are. But not Z-I. But the Roman records are very clear about executing Jesus Barabbas. No mention about letting him go free just because they could have, did not mean they did. But they were very clear about the execution part and who they executed. But that is just history. But can you remember I'm talking about Jesus Barabbas? Like it's another story or something, but so it's clear that they are one and the same. Otherwise, you would have a paradox. I think you bought into this whole Christ thing, but the truth is always stranger than fiction. And let's face it, just look at the history of humans. All wars are waged under the name of religion. I doubt you can find one war that it was not because of religion. Therefore, it's clear that the dark side are all religious and all religions, since they are in charge, so they write history. Therefore, they are the dark side, since only the dark side lies to you. That is, if you believe in the Bible at all. And you cannot tell me that it was not the churches who burned witches at the stakes for their beliefs, and that the banks own the churches, and it was the bankers who killed the Indians to take over their land. They called them barbarians because they did not believe in their God or Jesus. So do not blame me for bringing this point up. But what did you think I was going to talk about? The weather? See, one lie after another, one war after another, hatred on a global scale, and you want to defend religion. Religion is all about control, making you into slaves, and all the dark side wants to do is start a revolution. They want another civil war, and when is war ever civil? The last civil war, you lost the country. Now the bankers own it and you. And you do not understand how. They did this by pitting you against each other. Then they used money to drive you insane. So you will do crazy things like join in on the civil war that they created. And in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Allah or Muhammad, or any other deity's name in history, if Jesus or the others talked about loving one another, I'm sure they did not mean love them to death. But please do not ask me why I find religion to be an evil belief system, or BS. But burning people to death for their belief system is a good enough reason for me. But the facts stand on their own, and the unmistakable conclusion of thousands of years of data, the logic can only conclude it's the dark side, and all you have to do is look around and ask the real question. What is God? And who are Jesus, Allah, and the others? And what do they have in common with Horus? Because that would lead you back to the pyramids. Then you would have to ask why they dismantled it. Then ask how was it powered, since it's clear that it had power of some kind. And why did Moses kill all the people who built it, and start an unending war that continues to this day? Then you remember that the story of Horus included tablets of drawings, some that could be viewed as showing light bulbs, microscopes, and other high-tech instruments, not to mention aircraft, some view as UFOs. And those giant mummified bodies contained DNA that did not match our own. No, you go digging for skeletons in our own backyard, and you will find the monkey killed their owners, and all evidence was removed, and how the docs died stays in charge by lying to you about everything. You can find many more wizards in his story with the same profile as Jesus Bar Abbas, Horus for one, but there were many at the time. Mithra, Krishna, Dias, Hades, and others are all names, and all names are spells that conjure up his stories of their own, but none after that time, so something has changed, and what was it? History itself. See, history started to be recorded, and those in charge of the Fellowship 15 knew it would be harder to pull this off again, so they seized the moment and made their move. This was a military move, and it worked. It took over their world, and guess who is in charge? The dark side. They say those that do not learn from history are bound to repeat it, but they do not take into consideration that those who write it are in charge. Moses was a black wizard. In the Bible, it states that he had a staff of power given to him by God. Jesus was a white wizard and also carried a staff of power given to him by God, as did Horus and the other wizards. Interesting to note that wizards were considered magicians, but the tricks that Moses and Jesus pulled off are legendary. It's a matter of separating the fairy tale from the truth. And the truth is that my race of Ashkenazi Jews have created this reality for you. Once you allow them to write history, science, and all higher education, they started to think for you. And you only think what they want you to think. You are just test subjects in an experiment called slavery. I must remind you that even though my genealogy is Ashkenazi, I do not speak for them, and rarely to them. Most of them have no clue as to what is really going on. In fact, I normally consider myself to be from the white race, so I can hate Jews. That is what Jews do. Now I'll make you feel guilty for me getting Gulf War disease and having to deal with all this other shit. And I'm not special when it comes to that. In fact, I don't even claim to have any special characteristics. I'm not a magician because my spelling is bad. I come from the first-class blue-collar citizens with the third-class working lineage. Although I was born from a woman named Mary, who got her name in honor of Jesus' mother. Similarity ends there. Although he was also an Ashkenazi Jew, the Jews kept a tight lid on their heritage, so they did not inbreed too much. Since we are just talking about a mixed race, one's look normally gives it away without asking. So I will just leave that true image of Jesus out of this story, other than to mention that Horus and the others were pure bloods. So what else do I have in common with the other wizards, besides being human? Not much. Although I did bring someone back from the dead once, but I was a trained CPR instructor, and I can walk on water and fly in my dreams, so I doubt that would qualify me. But then again, I'm referring to the legend, and not to the man, because they were just men. All I claim is that what I'm telling you is the truth and nothing more. It's far simpler to just make up a history so we can be in charge than to change our ways. The dark side's claim for dominance of this planet always comes down to a birthright. Those descended from Cain believe they own this planet, but they are not smart enough to pull it off. So they allow the smartest people on the planet to do that for them. The Ashkenazi stepped in and took over. Cain's descendants are the warriors and think they own it all. But even they know that they are our slaves. The Jews own this planet, so you are their property. You do as they tell you to do because they are your master. You are just slaves to them and always have been. There is no freedom, only freedom. And I'm no different. I'm creating a new reality for you. Only I have no staff of power given to me by God. That part of me that is meat is called flesh. And I was born into the light, and I never turned my back on it like most did. But my darkness runs deep. I keep it balanced by knowing the light exists. In my darkest hour, when the light leaves me, I become an animal. A dog. A sheepdog guarding his herd. And I'm very protective of my flock. You wonder why I tell you these things? What is my motivation? And what is the selfish? And what am I selling? The dark side animals are a funny breed. A dog can sense who the enemy is. A sheep will try to drink at the same watering hole as its enemy. And even allow them to mate with them. But the sheep, the dog's motive for guarding them is unclear. And most of the time, view and treat the dog as the enemy. Even though the dog's love is unconditional, dogs have become outlaws, requiring licenses and deadly vaccines. So trust me, no one wants Pussin to be a dog, not in these times. So I had to come in person. But I kept the attitude because I am the darkness. I am the light. I am every shade of gray in between. I am the dark.